A child's hand and a piece of chalk had made it. A careful child's scrawl of white lines on the red bricks of the wall beside Jander's livery stable. A crude pair of sticks for the gallows tree, a thick broken line for the rope, and then the scarecrow of the hanging man. Some passing by along that road did not see it at all. Others saw it and remembered what it meant and thought solemn thoughts, and turned their eyes to the house down the river road. The little children, the poor little children. Theirs were the eyes for which the crude picture was intended, and they had seen and heard along Peacock Alley the mocking child rhyme that went with it. And now, in the kitchen of that stricken house, they ate their breakfast in silence. Then Pearl stopped suddenly and frowned at her brother.
"John, finish your mush."
John scowled, pressing his lips together, while their mother stared out the window into the yellow March morning that flowered in the dried honeysuckle along the window. A cold winter sun shot glistening rays among the early mists from the river.
"John, eat your mush."
"Be quiet, Pearl," cried Willa, mother of them. "Leave John be. Eat your own breakfast and hush."
Yet John frowned still, watching as the little girl resumed eating and would not let the matter lie.
"You're only 4 and a half, Pearl," he said, "and I'm 9, and you got no right telling me. Hush, John."
Willa filled the blue china cup with sputtering hot coffee and sipped the edge of it, curling her nose against the steam. And then Pearl remembered again the picture on the brick wall beside Jander's livery stable down at Crespin's Landing. Pearl made them listen to the song about the hanging man.
"Hing, hang, hung, see what the hangman done,"
chanted the little girl. And Willa, whirling, slammed the sloshing cup to the black stovetop and struck the child, so the four marks of her fingers were pink in the small flesh.
"Don't you ever sing that song! Ever, ever, ever!"
Willa's poor, thin hands were knotted into tight blue fists. The knuckles shone white, like the joints of butchered fowl. Pearl would have wept, but it seemed to her that now, at last, she might get to the heart of the matter, and so withheld the tears.
"Why?" she whispered. "Why can't I sing that song? The kids down at Crespin's Landing sing it, and John said..."
"Never you mind about what John said. God in heaven, as if my cross wasn't hard enough to bear without my own children, his own children, mocking me with it. Now hush."
"Where's Dad?"
"Hush, hush!"
"But why won't you tell? John knows."
"Hush! You hush your mouth this minute!"
Willa struck the child's plump arm again, as if in doing so, she might in some way obliterate a fact of existence. As if this were not a child's arm at all, but the specific implement of her own torment and despair.